Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Chapter the Third, A Youth Utterly Crocked.
I see in the paper that Hampshire beat Kent.
Cricket, Father?
No, small localized war. I can't imagine Sussex was too pleased to be caught in the middle of that. And though it pains me to admit it, that vexatious journalist Sarquil has done a passable job on the latest installment of my life story.
Is he to return soon, Father?
As a matter of fact, he's due here any minute.
Oh, goody.
Goody? You view his arrival as goody?
I merely meant...
Is that a blush I see on your cheek?
No. I am just a little warm, and my corset is a little unyielding. Also, my bodice is rather constraining. My outer pants are somewhat restrictive. My inner pants are far from loose, and my special proxidermal anti-man pants are massively, massively tight.
Excellent. Yes, Servo, what is it?
Sir, a boy has just delivered a telegram from Mr. Sarquil.
Let me see. Apologies for late arrival stop. Am trapped in telegram office stop. Damn him.
A second telegram from him arrived at the same time.
Have just been rescued by telegram delivery boy stop. Shall keep him with me so I can inform you of my progress stop. Damn his eyes and his ears and his ankles and his spleen. And most of all, damn his perineum.
And a third telegram, sir.
Have just entered house and am outside door, stop. Shall knock imminently, stop.
Mr. Sarquil, sir.
Take this down, telegram boy. To Sir Philip Bin, address just beside the fireplace. Have just arrived, stop. Shall we begin? Stop.
Stop, stop, stop.
Sorry, is that a telegram in reply?
You, telegram boy, leave.
But I haven't said anything yet.
Serve well, and Lily, leave us.
Yes, Father. Another time, Mr. Sarquil.
Of course, Lady Lily.
And you, Sarquil, my story continues now. With my sister Pippa, my best friend Harry Biscuit, and my Aunt Lily, I had escaped from St. Bastard's school and had returned to my family home, which had been turned into a lunatic asylum. My mother, who had been driven completely mad by my father's death, was an inmate, but not for long, as before my very eyes, my evil guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent, bundled her into his coach and took her away to marry her.
No, Mother!
We must follow her!
Children, no! You cannot catch a coach and horses at full gallop!
Can't I? Watch me!
I ran as fast as I could, and for a moment I believed I was going to gain on them. My legs were strong, my lungs were mighty, my spirit was towering. And then I ran into a tree. I rebounded from the tree into a fence. From the fence into a row of saplings. And from the saplings into a pile of strangely placed, disused church bells.
Damn! I'd have caught them if it hadn't been for that tree, that fence and those saplings.
What about the church bells, Pip-Bin?
And the church bells. Thank you, Harry Biscuit.
Pursuit of your mother has to wait. We must free the asylum inmates.
She was right. The place was run by Dr. Hardthrasher, a cruel man whose methods were barbaric, and not in the kind and gentle sense of the word.
Right. Let us see if we can burn the lunacy out of these madness-addled insane-o-noughts. Lock all the doors and windows, place kindling around the building, douse it in petrol, and prepare to burn, baby, burn, loony inferno. Now, does anyone have a light?
Will this help?
Flintlock pistol, that'll do the trick. Just fire it in there and it's flumbed mentalist all round.
I don't think so, Doctor. Now step away from the kindling. Stop rubbing those small stones together and step back.
Sorry.
Now, children, open the doors!
Merci.